So welcome to my podcast. In today's episode, we will be talking about iPhone and Android differences, similarities, and everything that has to do with that. I won't tell my personal opinion because I don't want to affect this conversation like something. So let's start off with iPhone. The ecosystem is just better. Apple Pay, iCloud, Safari on iOS, macOS are just working better and flawlessly. Moreover, third-party apps, the same, they work better. There is a funny part which statistics show that even Google apps just work better on nice devices, and there is a reason for it. The software is very well optimized because Apple strictly makes the software for their devices and not any other device. That's why it might be better in some places than Android. Also, this is a bit nonsense for some people. It has, you know, Apple devices have bigger selection of accessories when you go to big shops like Walmart or Best Buy. Cases, cables are everywhere. You can tell me, yeah, you can go on Amazon, but if you are like really do like a case and a shop, you can actually find it for any kind of device, from iPhone 5S, even 4S, until the most recent iPhone 11 Pro Max. One thing that is about the software is that there is no bloatware from the moment that it is factory resetted. Even if it is second-handed, you can just factory reset it and you are 100% sure there is no bloatware. Also, one thing that I do really like about iPhone device, about Apple devices, is that they are quicker. There are quicker and better updates for the older devices as well as for new devices. For example, the iOS 13 actually supports 5S, which is a really old device. It supports 6S. My mistake. And the iOS 12 supports iPhone 5S, which is incredible because it's a really old device. Now let's go from the Android side. There are phones at every price and for every budget, which means there are phones from $100 and less, until the Samsung Galaxy S20 that costs almost as the iPhone 11 Pro Max. One thing that I do really like about Android, it's more customizable. Although on iPhone you can jailbreak all type of iPhones, but I mean, if you are like the average person, you won't know about this. And Android, it's more customizable. SD cards and sometimes headphone jack on Android devices is something that iPhone do not have from the very beginning. And that's, you know, as the cards and headphone jack are really useful. Another really advantage that Android do have is USB-C, which has more usages. Even though the iPad Pro has a Type-C USB, that's iPad and it's like a laptop, so we're talking more about the mobile devices and not so much for iPads. It has more usages, drag and drop for PC support. That's something I really do like on Android, and that's all the package that Android and iPhone have. Personally, I use iPhone, but I was really straight with the facts on iPhone and Android. I'm not hating Android. I really do like both softwares and hardware. The cameras on Android have became way better, you know, the hardware is, as well as the iPhone, they are both the same. I just go with iPhone because of the ecosystem, I'm not going for something else. Thanks for listening to this episode, hope you like it, see you in the next one.